Exclusive, J.D. Vance, Kamala Harris has been a disaster on the border, face of globalism. By Hannah Knudsen on August 3, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris's policies have led directly to what we're seeing on the southern border, Sen. J.D. Vance, former President Donald Trump's 2024 running mate, said during an interview on Breitbart News Saturday. Vance, who visited the United States-Mexico border this week, said, "Seeing it with your own eyes, Matt, makes you realize how much your policies have led directly to what we're seeing." Vance listed several examples, including the fact that the Biden-Harris administration stopped the construction of the border wall and halted deportations. She suspended deportations on day one. They stopped construction of the border wall. I mean, I saw the slats of non-constructed wall ready to be put up. But of course the Kamala Harris administration prevents that from happening, he said. They re-implemented catch and release, which just allows millions of illegal aliens into our country on taxpayer dime. And all of these things have had the predictable and desired outcome of effectively opening the American southern border, Vance said, re-emphasizing the point he made in his remarks during his visit to Cochise County, Arizona. Vance said he spoke to a Border Patrol agent who told him that they have to coordinate the various functions of government in order to have an effective border policy. If you're going to deport somebody back to their home country, which we need to do, the State Department has to get involved. If the Border Patrol is going to be empowered to do their job, the Department of Homeland Security has to be involved. If there is, God forbid, a child who is sex trafficked, then the HHS has to get involved. So you need to coordinate all these functions of government. And that was Kamala Harris's job, to ensure that no matter what the law enforcement at the border needed, the federal government provided it, he said, showcasing Harris's failures. That's what she's utterly failed to do, Vance pointed out, noting it was not an accident, either. Again, by design. These guys said they wanted an open border. They implemented policies on day one to achieve an open border. And the American people have had to live with the disastrous consequences. We can't let them forget that and we can't reward them with another four-year term, he said. Listen. Breitbart Middle.Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., August 3, 2024. Harris has not only failed on the border, Vance said, also highlighting her as the new face of globalization. She supported trade deals that shipped hundreds of thousands of American jobs to Mexico, to China, and to other places. What that has meant fundamentally is that you're replacing American workers with foreign workers, he explained. And then of course, her immigration policies achieved the exact same thing. The only question is whether it's foreign workers in the United States or foreign workers in the foreign countries. And that is what Kamala Harris's economic policies boil down to, Vance said, pointing to the disastrous jobs report. But the really, really troubling thing is that all of the job growth, to the extent that there is any, has gone to the foreign-born, whereas American citizens, people who were born here, have actually lost jobs under the Biden administration. So their economy has been a disaster for everybody. But to the extent it's helped anybody, it's not even helping American citizens, and that is absolutely disgraceful, Vance said, explaining that Harris has achieved an economic policy that makes American citizens poorer and allows the Chinese to build their middle class off the back of the American middle class. That is the design of their policy. That is what is accomplished. And that's one of the reasons why normal Americans are struggling to buy groceries or struggling to pay the rent. He continued, explaining that Democrats are not planning on changing their policies but doubling down on them. They're doubling down on 40 years of failed globalist leadership. Trump was the one exception, he said, noting it was the one modern-day instance of having an American president who put the interests of our country first, bringing back manufacturing jobs. 4 years of very effective policy, but we need to build a movement that allows Trump to govern for another 4 years and ensures that we don't take three steps backwards, which is exactly what Kamala Harris would represent, Vance concluded. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.